It's 1960 or 61. I'm 9 or 10 years old, and I've just had an awful fight with my friend Wayne. I can't remember what the fight was about now, but I remember the process of trying to make up with Wayne, of trying to forgive him for whatever it was he had done or I had imagined he had done to me. I'm sitting in church on Sunday morning, and I hear the lesson from Matthew that we read this Sunday, where Peter came to Jesus and said, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times? And Jesus said to him, "Not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. And so, young legalist, young budding Pharisee that I was, I proceeded to sit in the pew saying, "I forgive you, Wayne," over and over again until I reached the magic number of 77. Now, what I didn't know at that time is this, that forgiveness is really a supernatural process. It begins with prayer, with asking for a change in our lives and in the lives of others. It begins with an acknowledgement that forgiveness is always a result of God's grace and not our action, though ultimately our actions are important. We don't forgive just by saying, "I forgive you," no matter how many times. We pray for lives to be altered and the turning of hearts filled with resentment and bitterness into hearts of real flesh and love. And we need to know that that process probably doesn't happen overnight. It may take years. It may sometimes come quicker, but that's a real mark of God's grace. But no matter how long it may take, we must have confidence. Confidence that God can supernaturally change us, and confidence, too, that our prayers for others can result in change in their lives as well. Forgiveness is of grace from God through faith. Forgiveness is not something you do. It's not mere words you say. It is a gift you give, and it's a gift we receive. It's a gift we've already received from God in His Son crucified for us.